You're listening to a Snowflakes podcast. Yeah.
So, podcast number one. I'm Martin Blasek from Snowflakes.
And I'm Natasha Blasek from Snowflakes.
So, we're podcasting because...
yesterday we went to a podcast convention. Yep, right here we have Los Angeles Podcast Festival 2013.
And we're both holding our lanyards right now and admiring them.
Big lit noise.
So, and we were invited there by James Wilson.
James Wilson, yeah. He was very nice to call us and tell us that he has two tickets. So we can just come on over.
And James is a movie producer and brother of the martial arts superstar, Don the Dragon Wilson.
Don the Dragon. And it happens to be so, so close to our home, so we actually could see our house from the podcast convention.
We can see the podcast convention from our backyard.
I know, just like Russia, yay!
So, you know, we saw how much fun everybody was having and thought, we can do it too. And, you know, we want to mention that a person named Graham Elwood, he's a comedian with a ton of likes on Facebook. Go like him. And he put this podcast convention together. And you know what?
They were huge. Like, so many people. I had no idea that there were so many podcasters.
Now, I mean this in the sweetest way possible. But this is like nerds of Earth unite. Everybody did a... karaoke, rock, like live band karaoke, and everybody was like totally awesome. It was pretty amazing, actually. It wasn't slick, it was very authentic feeling.
It was very fun. Everybody was so different. Like, one guy was so pretty amazing, and then I was thinking, okay, how can you follow that guy? And then there is a coming up, and he was completely different. And you liked him, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think there was any stinkers up there. Not a single person flubbed their line. And also, there was no, like, you know, lyrics up there, like in a karaoke bar. So
no, they had it.
They did? They had lyrics?
Of course. It was like a little computer or whatever screen.
Oh, they weren't as good as I thought.
Yeah, like they all know the lyrics. I mean, maybe some do. I don't know. No, they look like they knew them, but they did have a screen.
So... we're Snowflakes, and for those who don't know us,
shame on you.
Which is actually most everybody now. We're a rock band.
No, Vivi knows us.
Vivi does know us.
Hopefully, we feed her.
Vivian is our dog. She's a Yorkshire Terrier. And if you
I invited her to join, so I don't know. If she'll feel like it, she'll bark.
You know, she's looking pretty quiet right now, but we're a rock pop duo from Santa Monica currently, and we are doing songs that are focused on positivity, love, and the environment. And we play acoustic shows, and we also rock out with their drummer Tom Gonzalez. And
that's really cool.
It's really cool. And we're playing this coming Sunday at O'Brien's in Santa Monica.
This is where we played our first show. And our first show was in springtime, right?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, that was like my first musical endeavor ever. No. I used to play piano when I was at school.
No, but I think it was a pretty cool story because, you know, I had given you this bass guitar a while back and you looked at it.
And then a week before the show, he told me, okay, I booked the show. You better learn how to play. It's like, if you can learn all those lines and memorize all the scripts, you can learn how to play those songs. I was like, no way. But then, you know, the love of performance took over.
And for, you know, new people, it's like Natasha acts. And so, you know, I help her out with a lot of her acting stuff. And it's like, you know what? If all we had was a bass player, we can add in a drummer as we can or don't, because there's acoustic shows. We have a band. And you know, one thing I noticed about acting is, like, until someone, like, gives you a part and all that stuff, it's like you can't actually do what you do. And what's cool about music is you just grab your guitar and you can make music right now. And so, honestly, I've been having a ton of fun with it.
It was fun. I like it. It's like theater. You can actually look at the audience. Because in movies, you should stare at your partners or pretend there's a fourth wall. Well, here's like, actually, there's no walls.
You stare at them?
Yeah. I stare to intimidate. It's like, don't you dare. Clap now. Otherwise, I'm from Ukraine. But some people don't know where Ukraine is, so I'm from Russia or whatever it is.
Oh, by the way, you call it Ukraine. Everybody else on Earth seems to call it the Ukraine.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. Is one right?
I don't know. I mean, what's on Wikipedia?
We'll be Googling off the
air. Because in Russian, we don't have the A. That's actually the most difficult for me to understand. I still don't understand when should I put the, then should I put A. I don't know. It's like a really difficult rule.
And then, I know.
Oh, yeah. Every time I ask you how to spell then, I said, do you spell it T-H-E-N? And he's like, yeah. But meanwhile, my first take is like, I'll put A-N. I don't know why.
Well, okay. Someday, far in the future, we're going to nail it down. But the snowflakes will have a song about then versus then. Maybe that.
No, the versus A.
So, do you know what you're wearing for upcoming on Sunday? Oh. It is October. By the way, today's date, this is our October 7th, 2013 episode. It's the witching month.
So, should I know what to wear?
No.
I mean, I assume clothes. It covers something. I mean, not much.
No, I'm always impressed because you put a lot of thought.
Oh, yeah. It. For our, what was that? Oh, Easter show. Yes. I had bunny Easter rabbit's ears. Of course, like, people had no idea why I'm wearing those ears. And then towards the end, somebody said, oh, Easter is coming up. Yeah. I was like, yeah. They thought I just happens to wear ears everywhere. They were blue.
Hey, so you, after our very first show,
yes. Oh, yeah, I got it endorsed.
See, you know, for friends who already know us, they know all these beginning stories, but since this is our first one, we got to get the basics out of the way here.
That was very exciting. So after my first show that I happened to memorize the songs under the pressure that if I could memorize the script, I better memorize the show. And I invited a bunch of my friends, and they were so nice. They came to support, and they were, like, really, really sweet. And I was, like, freaking out before, like, really. But after we did that, it was so much fun. And we posted a picture on Facebook.
And here's a tip to any musicians out there. You're thinking, what could it take to get an endorsement deal? I really wish I was endorsed. Listen.
So we posted a picture on Facebook and tagged my Daisy Rock guitar. And the next day, I think, yeah. The owner of Daisy Rock wrote us, and she said, would you like to be endorsed?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple emails back and forth, but it was...
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really, really lovely.
I know. Experience. And I really love the message. It's all about do the best you can. And it's really empowering. And it's mostly supporting girls who's playing. And it's nice. And... special for me that I thought I would never actually do anything like that. I didn't even know that I like this kind of music.
I sort of twisted your arm on that one. But by the way, I see you rock out like...
But now I have my inner rocker.
Yeah, yay! You rock out like Mick Jagger.
Oh, my last show, yeah. I finally kind of like feel better, so I don't need to like intensely count. I mean, I still intensely count, but it's kind of like I can move around a little. So last show, I know it wasn't exactly the Staples Center, but it was trip.
By the way, I just read this article on our local newspaper here in Santa Monica, because, you know, we're on the West Side, and West Side hasn't really been the hot music scene here in L.A. basically forever, but it looks like, you know, our Lincoln Boulevard is kind of picking up, and a trip is It's a
hot spot.
It is a hot spot. It is a hot spot.
So we performed at the hot spot. So we took some pictures there.
No, and there's some other clubs there too, and we got to check it out. We got to play there.
Yeah, but O'Brien said we're going to play at Santa Monica too.
Oh, yeah. No, we love O'Brien's.
I know.
And we also have a show coming up in November. Which,
oh, yeah, in Santa Monica too.
Because, you know, it's like we... You know, I'm sure other people out there is like, you know, why are we doing the arts? It's something inside us that wants to express itself, and you know, like building the audience, or where's it come back around? It's like we've been so blessed with this because, you know, we booked a few shows, then all of a sudden friends started inviting us to play
at and being places. Part of community.
Yeah, it's really, really been nice. And
oh yeah, I mean, we like it.
So anyway, we have a wonderful invitation for to play a show. I think the date's November 15th. We're going to play at a wonderful venue called Love Dome, which is an invitation event. So it's like...
Come on over.
Yeah, come on over.
If you're listening out there.
Well, no, it's going to be... I mean, honestly, I'm stoked about it because it's kind of... You know, even though it's like in a business location...
Oh, Martin, we've been talking about this for years and years.
House concerts.
I think... What is this house concert he's so excited about, and he keeps listening to all those podcasts and talk about it?
I mean, I know it's not a feature film, but it's like, you know, people listen very closely. You know, it's like a really intimate environment to play in, basically like a living room. And this is sort of like that. It's going to be like an hour, then an hour mingle, and then play another shorter set. And I don't know. I'm like super stoked about it. I think it's going to be like really fun. It's going to be more, you know, it's going to be acoustic, just the two of us on that one.
No, I like it. You meet people, you play, you talk, there would be even alcohol. So that's good.
So we have like a goal. It's like in our goal, this is like our farthest reaching goal with Snowflakes yet. It's like 5 weeks away goal.
Yeah. But it's been good because we did not like plan shows, but it happens like people just approach and ask, would you like to play? And we're like, yeah. Because now we want to actually finish CD.
Yeah, yeah. CDs, I mean, you know, it's like until the CD's done, you're playing shows and you're thinking, oh, shoot, we should get the CD finished. But it's coming along. And by the way, you laid your first bass track down.
Yeah, it was fun. I felt like a rock star. And he taught me how to play the eighth note. Do, 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 do. We have a neighbor. Leon Rubenhold.
Shout out.
And he always talks about the eighth notes. He's like, are you still playing the eighth notes? And before I had no idea, I was like, I thought, look, what are those mysterious eighth notes and why are they supposed to be so important to play? But now it's actually, it's fun. It's very like rock and roll driven sound. You told me.
Yes, it is. It drives. That's the rock power right there.
I know, it feels like you're doing a lot because you boom the string a lot. So it feels like you put your best foot forward.
You know, you don't have to. I did the whole music school thing, but you don't have to do any of that. Natasha's got her own.
I did my music school too. What are you talking about? I learned solfeggio and all this. I played piano.
Solfeggio?
Yes.
Fancy.
Yes. And I could actually. They would play us some music and you write the notes. Actually, surprisingly, I was pretty good on it. I mean, I had some ears. Two of them.
Now, did you get a lot of encouragement in your music classes?
Oh, no. That was like the worst teacher in history. I don't think I'll name her. But the funny part, she after became my mom's friend. I couldn't say best, but yeah, a friend. And so I am an older child in my family. So I went to this music school and she was like one class, she's like, wait a second, who is making this awful noise? And she like walks around, this is when we were all singing or something, and then she points at me, she's like, you stay after the class. I think that was my last musical class. I ran. But my sister, she's younger and she went to, you know, the same music school. And she had exactly the same story. And actually, my sister has a nice voice. and she can sing, and she can...
Wait, she told the same to your sister, too?
She told the same to my sister.
I've heard your sister sing. She's like a natural singer.
She's a natural singer. So she's just like really sour.
They're whatever. Out there. So never let anyone tell you what you can do. And by the way, you can pick up an instrument. You don't have to be like 7 years old to start playing an instrument. It's always a good time to start playing if you want to play. Speaking of playing.
Okay, let's play.
We have a song. It's our newest song. And we're deep in the heart of Snowflake's Studios. And if you picture Batman's Batcave, it's exactly like that, but bigger and more high-tech.
What, Owl Cave?
Owl. You don't sound convinced.
It's my OC cave without windows. I very clearly see the window.
This song is called Alien Girl, and Natasha saw an alien when she was a...
Not an alien, UFO. I didn't see an alien, unfortunately. But it's, you know, the day is still young.
What's the UFO? Ugly flying object?
Unidentified.
We have been watching a lot of Ancient Aliens lately, so it's got to seep into the music somewhere. I don't know where between, like, love and environment and positivity this fits.
And UFOs.
But it's, what's about love? This one really is about love, because there's another...
Because there are good aliens and bad aliens. And this is about a good alien. The one who's going to save, you know, the world in the end of the day.
And the one
with the help of the amazing humans, of course.
And the one you might be actually in love with or trying to create a future with.
Yes.
What if it was a metaphor?
Yes. That's what we are writing a book about now.
True.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Snowflakes, Alien Girl. One, two, boom, two, three, four. I want to know about your DNA. Baby, let's take an interplanetary getaway. Now that it's said, how do you respond? What do you know of the universe and beyond? Alien girl, where you coming from? I think you're from outer space. Alien girl, tell me your secrets. You stand apart from the human race. So where is the ship? All shiny and aglow. Show me the land. Does the swapping Navi embryos? Do you want peace? Or do you need a hug? Hope you think twice before squashing us like a bug. Alien girl, where you coming from? I think you're from outer space. Alien girl, tell me your secret. You stand apart from the human race. What's the secret of the alien girl? 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 What's the secret of the alien girl?
tell me when to do my eighth note.
And the final lyric of the song is, spoken piece by Natasha says, you didn't tell me when to play my eighth notes. Would you like to play some now?
Yes.
The one, whole point. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the secret of the alien girl? 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 What's the secret of the alien girl, everybody? What's the secret of the alien girl? What's the secret of the alien girl? So come back. Check us out. We'll do a podcast too. I mean, and next year maybe that podcast convention will be up there singing
Alien Girl. Singing and talk about eighth notes.
Singing Shot Through the Heart, You're to Blame, you know, with a live karaoke band and podcasting it up.
Yay. Yeah. and please be sure to like us on Facebook, Twitter, check out our website.
snowflakesmusic.com,
and I think our Twitter is snowflakes rocks.
It is snowflakes rocks.
Yeah, like rocks.
And until we get the bazillion likes on Facebook, we might be kind of hard to find. Where Snowflakes Music on there too, but there's a link on the website.
Yes, please join us on our journey to the bettering ourselves.
We love you.
Bye.